This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked, locked, here we go. And I'll say it correctly, too. USA Prepares. We're delighted you're with us this morning in class. We broadcast 2 hours from high atop the Missouri Ozark Mountains. If you'd like to call us, we'll pay for the call, 866-582-9933, 866-582-9933. If you'd like to listen as you travel, 605-477-3249, 605-477-3249. It's Independence Day. Brad is engineering the broadcast in Minnesota. I'm Vincent Fennelli, and I'm delighted to be broadcasting with Gwyneth Isaacs in Australia. Welcome, Gwyneth.
Hello. Happy Independence Day.
Yeah. And you know what really bothers me? In the United States, we have changed the name of Independence Day to the name of the day. It's people say, Happy Fourth. We're having a Fourth sale, Fourth of July. It has nothing to do with the specific date. It has to do with declaring our independence. And but we forget that. So I keep
that.
Yeah. And you know, we do two things in America that I don't like. We call it 4th of July, and we call children kids. And kids are little goats. And I can assure you that our children look nothing like little goats. I can assure you.
Oh, little goats are a bundle of fun, but they're the most naughty, disobedient little creatures you could possibly imagine.
Well, I agree with you. In Virginia, we had a little goat.
I'll farm goats.
Yeah. A little goat by the name of Samantha. And Samantha liked to be on the tallest thing around her, whatever that was. So if she were in the field with the cows, and the cows were lying down, she would just walk up on the back of a cow so she could get a better view. If a car was in the parking lot, like my old El Camino, she would jump on the hood. Jump on the hood, and then walk up the windshield, and then get on the roof. And I'd go, "Hey, get down!" And so she would prance around, you know, do a 360 dance on the roof, and then she would slide down and scratch the windshield. Then she would slide down and scratch the hood.
That's absolutely
for the bonnet.
What a baby goat does.
Yeah,
absolutely.
And it's like no stopping.
Yep, but in the most destructive way possible.
And I remember getting a call every 6 months or so from the FedEx corporate headquarters, where they would say, you know, we're just updating our records. And do you still, you know, they would have the delivery, either FedEx or UPS. I think it was FedEx. Do you still have that attack goat? And I go, what? And what would happen is while the driver was opening the back door to unload, you know, our packages, the goat would climb into the truck. And they were afraid of this. I mean, this little goat.
Like, if anyone's contemplating having goats, you better make sure you got good fences.
Oh, yeah.
That's just how it is, okay? Mm-hmm. Because they will try your fences. They absolutely will. And I have a friend who still has goats, and I may become a goat farmer again at some stage. And, but you know something? there are particular ways of stopping goats from just jumping over your fences, okay? What you do, this is a handy tip, a goat can jump a fence up to about 4 or 5 feet tall if it really wants to. But what it has to do is it has to stretch out, okay? You will see in a herd of goats, there's always one goat, even if it's all females in the herd, there's always one who's the leader of the herd. The rest of the herd will do what he or she says, okay? Mm-hmm. Whether that leader of the herd is a billy or a nanny, the rest of the herd will follow. Now, if you can get the leader, watch the herd, get the leader of the herd, okay, this technique only works if the goats have horns. If they, if the leader of the herd does not have horns, you'll have to think of some other way. But if you can get the one side of the hoof, so like the offside rear hoof, okay, and tie it with a piece of something like baling twine, okay, not too tight, but tight enough so that it can't just slip off, to the rear offside hoof, and then get a piece of, you know, like half-inch irrigation pipe, and thread the baling twine through the irrigation pipe, and tie it to the near side horn, the baling twine, okay? The irrigation pipe is so the goat can't just chew through it, which it will if it figures it out.
Right.
And if you do that and just have it so that the goat can bend down to eat and drink, have the string long enough so the goat can bend down to eat and drink, but not so long enough that it can stretch its neck when it needs to jump, because you'll find that when a goat jumps, it stretches its neck and throws its neck forward, and then it throws its legs forward and front legs forward and the rest of the goat follows. Okay? That's just how they do it. The goat will not be able to jump. It'll be able to eat, it'll be able to drink, and you'll find you'll only have to have that particular device on it for probably about, 2 or 3 weeks, and then you'll be able to remove it. And the goat would have forgotten all about jumping over the fence. And because the lead goat is not jumping over the fence, none of the other goats will jump over the fence, and then you'll be able to have them housed in standard type, farming fences.
Now, are you talking about being able to? Are you talking about being able to contain goats in just standard barbed wire that's like 10-inch spacing?
Standard, really? Over here, they call it ring lock or hinge joint. You know, that's that mesh type wire that you get.
Right.
They will push through just strands of wire. They just will.
Right. Yeah.
But I'm talking about the mesh type fences. They will tend to go over them. They'll also tend to go under them, so you have to make sure that they're tensioned and that they go right down to the ground.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but they'll think of going over before they think of going under, and they'll only try under if the tension looks as if it might be a bit weak. So you've got to keep your fences well tensioned with goats, because they are escape artists. They are the most disobedient, naughty little farm animals you could possibly imagine. But they're so beautiful, and their milk is quite something. It really is.
If I was going to have
goats, that's the reason why I'd keep them.
We have a neighbor who has had goats on a couple hundred acres. And what he did was he bought this farm that was overgrown, and just put goats in there.
Yeah, the goats won't worry about that. They'll make a beautiful paddock for you.
That's exactly what happened. Yeah, what he did was he fenced it in and put some goats in there, and they ate all the leaves and just everything you could think of. They cleaned it all up and they made it magnificent. and it works really well.
And they translate it into manure, which rots into the soil, and there you go. Mm-hmm. The paddocks that I had goats in when we first got this place, now beautiful looking. The ones I didn't have, you know, and the ones that I didn't have goats in for so long are not so beautiful looking. But it's true. Yeah.
You know, I wonder why cemeteries don't use sheep and goats more. You know, just put a fence around the cemetery and let sheep out and let them trim magnificently all around all these gravestones, which has got to be really hard to weed.
The goats will destroy the gravestones. Yeah. They'll jump all over them until they're ruined, and they'll pee on
them. Okay. How about sheep?
Sheep are more respectful. Most types of sheep are more respectful. But yeah, it was in England way back when they actually used to fence the sheep out of the cemeteries for the following reason. That's where they used to grow the yew trees, Y-E-W. And there's ancient reasons for growing yew trees in a cemetery. They're considered to be a sacred tree by the Celts. Okay? So they were considered to be a tree that was a doorway between life and death because the leaves of the yew tree are poisonous. But there's a very good reason to want a certain population of yew trees, and that is they are the most excellent bow and arrow timber you could possibly imagine. And that's why the English excelled at making bows and arrows, and that's why they had the most magnificent bows and arrows in all the world, which contributed somewhat to their military prowess. Was because they had yew trees and the Europeans didn't. Yew trees, for whatever reason, only grow in the British Isles. And, you know, I don't know why that is, but the English figured out that if they wanted a good population of yew trees and if they wanted sheep that weren't dying from eating the leaves, that they'd better fence the yew trees into their cemeteries. And that is why the English fenced the sheep out of their cemeteries. They grew the yew trees inside the cemeteries and they coppiced the yew tree, okay? So they cut it down so that it produced a lot of suckers at the base. The suckers are good, nice, straight, tall timber, which is even better for making bows and arrows with than the mother tree.
Gwyneth Isaacs is with us, a wealth of information. We'll be right back. I'm Vin Finelli. Class, I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I found. We chose the Schneider Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Gwyneth Isaacs is with us, and she's in Australia right now. She's live in Australia, and if you'd like to contact her, you can go to usapreparers.com, USAPrepares.com, and page one, there's a link, and under the instructors tab, there's a link. Now, click on that, and it'll take you right to her Facebook page, and you can contact her. Gwyneth, abandoned towns, abandoned houses, abandoned cities.
Yep.
Yeah. What do you think?
That's quite something, isn't it?
It's absolutely disgraceful.
I've been on the internet, and mm-hmm. I've been looking at, you know, there's a number of YouTube channels of teams of mostly young people, mostly between about the ages of 18 and 25. Okay, and they seem to spend their lives going around exploring abandoned places and then posting the videos on YouTube and then, I assume, sharing the ad revenues. And there's a reason why people go and watch these YouTube videos, because they're fascinating. But it's sad. You have got whole subdivisions out there that could maybe house, some of them, 100,000 people or more, and they're totally abandoned
mm-hmm.
in the United States. and they seem to be really, really, really common. And there's a few really important questions that that raises in my mind. Where have all these people gone? You're talking about, I'm looking from the videos that I'm seeing, there would have to be millions and millions and millions of people who have simply vanished. Because I see no equivalent YouTube videos. I see videos of homeless camps, but not of that magnitude. You know? You see videos of homeless camps in the United States, and they might have 100, 150, 200 people in them. That's a really big homeless camp. You don't see homeless videos, YouTube videos of homeless camps of people, 10, 30, 50,000 people. You just don't see them. Now, where did all those people go? It's like something out of a Stephen King novel. And the really, really strange thing is, nobody seems to be putting two and two together here. You've had millions of people disappear off the face of the earth in the United States within the last 10 years or so. What the heck happened to them all? I don't know if anyone's considering
that to some
but
of these...
I can see it.
Mm-hmm.
Where are they?
And you can add this to these crumbling... Oh, and what about all these crumbling buildings? So, for example, in Michigan, there's a building that's called the Michigan Central Station in Detroit, Michigan, United States of America. And this building was built in 1913. It was designed to create a public transportation hub. And it was closed in 1988. This building is absolutely huge. I'm just looking at 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, about 20 stories tall. It looks like it's a city block long. Oh, yeah. It's magnificent. The architecture is very interesting. It looks like it's made out of concrete and stone. And it's a beautiful building, and it's just sitting there in decay.
Totally
the inside
abandoned.
Looks like it's got black mold in it. Yeah. Yeah, totally abandoned. So why was that allowed to be abandoned? And so who would operate something like that? It looked like it would be a government that, you know, would be responsible for a structure like that. Well, and that's just one. There are many structures like that. There's I'm looking at another one. This is a huge theater. It's called the New Bedford Orpheum. It's the it's an old theater. It's located in Massachusetts. It was opened in 1912. It was closed in 1959. And since then, it was used as a supermarket, and it was served to store tobacco. And it's just idle, and soon it's going to fall down. There are all kinds of buildings like this all over the United States. And we've got homeless people everywhere.
You have got homeless people everywhere, but not at the magnitude you should have.
Well, they're spread out, and we don't quite see it.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the Internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Warning, if you've recently declared bankruptcy, you're going to want to cover your ears. Because there's an alternative to bankruptcy, and it could be better than you'd ever think possible. But if you've already declared bankruptcy and have missed this opportunity, you'll want to cover your ears now. Here it is. Right now, the company that has resolved more credit card debt than anyone in the U.S. may be able to settle your debt, too. You can resolve your debt with one low monthly program payment. If you call right now and qualify, Freedom Debt Relief will show you how low your monthly program payment could be for free. Call now. 1-800-660-1297. That's 1-800-660-1297. If you're struggling with debt, this could be your answer. And the bigger your debt, the more money you could save. To find out for free how much of your hard-earned money Freedom Debt Relief could help you save, call now. 1-800-660-1297. 1-800-660-1297. 1-800-660-1297.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
It's gonna be sliding.
One of today's hot.
Why today? God, you're.
Take my. When you go to the theater, for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Gwyneth Isaacs is with us. Gwyneth, I live about an hour outside of Springfield, Missouri. And there's a church on every corner. And what I'm noticing, and a bank, a church and a bank on every corner. And I'm noticing that there are more and more people begging. They have these cardboard signs. They're brown or tan cardboard. And they make them themselves, and they make them look shabby, too. And they carry them day after day after day, the same signs to the same street corners. And it looks like they have an arrangement where they get their own street corner, and it's their territory. And they're just begging. And when someone stops at a traffic light, they ask them for money. And I've noticed that it's kind of a high-tech business that they've set up for themselves. They use cell phones, and they don't use the cheap flip phones. They've got the smartphones, and much more expensive to purchase. And that's what they're doing. So some of the people that we're talking about may be on these street corners, but maybe they're finding out that they can garner more revenue by begging tax-free than they can by working and tax-paying.
Yeah, that's probably right. But even so, that I have to agree, you know, when I make my trips into our, major regional center, which is about probably an hour's drive from where we are, it's the beggars are just all over the place. But it's absolutely nothing compared to the population that should be there. If you could conceive that there's suburbs out there, not so much in Australia yet, okay, but in the United States, you've got whole suburbs that previously housed 100 or 200,000 people are now empty. There's nobody living there. You would have to have that building that you were talking about in the middle of a major center completely filled with a family or an individual in every single room, and you would have to have that being pretty well, really, really common for that to be a building housing squatting homeless people in a major center or a major capital in the United States for the population even to begin to say, oh, well, those people went from there and now they are here. And there's a certain proportion of them that would have brought RVs and are now camped in Walmart car parks. Mm-hmm. That would probably account for maybe a certain proportion of them. But even then, I'm looking at that and saying, well, that wouldn't be actually more than about a quarter of them. Mm-hmm. Because you're talking about whole subdivisions that are just like, it's like out of that documentary that's out there, Life After People.
Yeah.
That's what's happened.
Yeah, that's what's happening to these buildings. And you know, in the area in Missouri where our farm is, it's not wealthy by any stretch. And there are houses that are really old and they are in great need of repair. We see homes with blue tarps on the roofs to keep the water from the rain from going inside the, you know, under the roof and into the ceilings, and the attic and ceilings. We see that. We see a great need of paint. We see a great need to trim back the trees and the shrubs that are encircling like you would see on Life After People. And, I drive to Springfield from the farm, and on my way I see this house that is like that Life After People, where the trees are encroaching and have been for at least 10 years, and the shrubs are causing, you know, the moisture to be retained where the sun can't remove the moisture from the exterior of the house and the interior. And so this whole thing is going to fall down, and there are barns that are falling down all around us. So there, I see it in our little neck of the woods in Missouri, as well as, you know, these major, major buildings and cities that are in decay and falling down. But I'm looking at a chart with population in it. And in 1950, there were about just a little over 2 million people in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. And in 2000, there was about 1.5 million. Now, the chart only goes to 2000. That's a
500,000 people.
Yeah, 26% are no longer in Philadelphia. Now, that's from 1950 to 2000. Now, if you look at the same chart, and this is eh.net/encyclopedia. If you look at the same chart and you look at Boston, Massachusetts, it had about 800,000 people in 1950. And if you go to 2000, it has a little less than 600,000. So it's down 26%. Chicago, down from 3.6 million to 2.9 million. Detroit, I think Detroit wins the parade here. Detroit had almost 2 million, and now it has less than 1 million. It's down about 48%.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's
now, there's some.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, Washington, 800,000 down to 572,000, 28% decline. Now, there are other places that have really picked up, like Charlotte, North Carolina. In 1950, went from 134,000 to 540,000, so 303% increase. So, you know, some places have picked up and some haven't. Now, New Orleans went from 570,000 to 484,000. It's down 15%. So some cities have done has had increase in population, and some have had a decline, and some have stayed almost the same. But the decline has got to be, there's got to be a major reason for the decline. And I'm thinking that it has to do with manufacturing. It has to do with the loss of jobs. Philadelphia used to be a manufacturing center. Detroit used to be a major manufacturing center. Probably still does manufacturing, but not to the great extent that it used to. Cleveland, Ohio, same thing. So these manufacturing centers, when we ship those jobs to China, here's what happens to our cities. They go into decline. So when we think that it's really good letting the Chinese do all this hard work for us, what we get in return is they get our hard-earned savings. We get their Chinese junk. It ends up in our landfills in big heaps. It pollutes our water and air and creates, you know, a garbage mountains. And then the Chinese can take our cash, our money, and buy our property. Because what else are they going to do with it? We don't make anything. You know, we make a few items, but mostly we don't make anything that they want. So the only thing they could probably get would be maybe farmland and buy cities. What else is there?
Yeah.
And businesses.
Which they've done. And the Chinese people don't want to move into those places because they're not as nice as anything in China. And by the way, it's also high-end areas. It's not just industrial working class areas that are basically being abandoned. And it's absolutely gobsmacking, and the only place that I could possibly think is there's two places where I can think where this population might have gone. Because from what I can see, overall there's a net decline in the population of the United States, which is being underreported, and it's in the millions. Okay, if you added up all those declines, it would be millions and millions of people. There's only two places that I could think that those millions of people could possibly have gone, and that is, one of them is the grave, and the other one is into the prison system, and then probably into the grave from there. So when I say that, there was a study done a while back. I couldn't remember who actually did it, but it said it was a study of homeless people, I think in New York City, and it said that the average life expectancy of a homeless person was 2 years from the date when they became homeless. And people really need to consider this when they think that they are just going to go out there and they're going to rough it. Unless you really know what you're doing, you can expect your life to be quite short and of a low quality, okay? If you are contemplating doing this, by far the better option would be to go and find one of these houses on the fringe that I'm not saying that anyone should do anything illegal. I've said this in the past. Go and find a property that has no clear chain of title. Okay? Do your research on the property that you are looking at. Okay? Because it may not really be abandoned. It may have an owner. Okay? But if you are planning on doing this, on adversely possessing a house, you find a property that is on the edge, that you still have access to things like shops, things like, you know, schools and that sort of thing. You don't pick a house in the middle of a defunct suburb. If you are going to do this, you go to a property, you do the research on the title, you find that it has no clear chain of title, and you move in, and you get the electricity put on, you get the water put on, you get the gas put on, and you actually start fixing the place and looking after it and putting the garden in and repairing the roof tiles and repairing the joinery or whatever else, windows that need repairing or whatever. Okay, you are going to have a better quality of life if you do that than if you just, I don't know, camp out, as most homeless people seem to end up doing, because their lives are not going to be long.
Yep. However, on the positive side, Gwyneth, it seems that if 2 years is the average life expectancy of a homeless person, that's twice the average life expectancy of someone put in a nursing home. But
yeah.
Neither one.
That's about right.
My name is Lee and I'm 41. I've been using One World Wave for 2.5 years now. I suffered a bulged L4 and L5 disc from a car accident 3 years ago, and since that time I've been unable to walk long distances, do any minor lifting, or just normal activities with my children without having severe back pain. Since I've started using One World Way, I've been able to walk more, engage in activities with my children, and have less lower back pain. One World Way has helped me regain back my strength, confidence, and have a healthier life. I've noticed a weight loss of about 20 pounds, my A1C dropped 2 points, and I have more energy now. One World Way has helped me regain back my life.
The results for clients on One World Way have surpassed the results for most any other supplements, as well as all other whey protein powders. One World Way is non-denatured and frequency encoded. We believe the frequency encoding increases your body's production of glutathione and energy production. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
If there's a toxic chemical biological gas smoke emergency while traveling at home or on your job, are you protected? Are you prepared? There are over 400,000 fires in the USA every year. Up to 85% of all deaths in a fire are due to smoke inhalation. 3 minutes without air and we as humans will die. Be prepared and escape safely with our Safe Escape smoke hoods, giving you up to 60 minutes of breathable air protection. Order yours online at ase-safety.com. That's ase-safety.com. And get up to 40% off plus free shipping.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Biochemistry determines your mood, memory, energy, and endurance. Your body's primary metabolic function is to make protein. One World Way is a unique, non-denatured protein. This enables your body to have virtually 100% utilization, whereas typical whey protein powders offer no more than 18% utilization of protein. One World Way also delivers life-giving frequencies to your cells. The net result for so many people is improved energy, mood, and elimination of pain from inflammation.
This technologically enhanced One World Way has been really amazing for me. I'm 36 years old, and for the past several years, I've been struggling with lack of energy, drive, and stamina. And after just 2 weeks on this product, I'm feeling so much more energy. My yoga practice has deepened, and as a massage therapist, I'm able to see more clients than I've been able to in years. I've never felt results that quick with anything I've ever taken.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place, and the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP-hardened solar generator, energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Gwyneth, I was looking on the internet during the break, and in November of 2014, it says that about 1 in 30 American children was homeless at some point during the year. 1 in 30 at some point. That doesn't mean chronically homeless, but it means at some point. That's terrible. And it says that's about 2.5 million children. That's a lot. That's a lot of young people who are homeless.
It is.
And and go ahead.
Yep. It's living as a homeless person when you have got young children. I have been there. Okay. In 2012, homeless for around about 3 months. And most of that time was spent in the Australian outback, okay? So it was not an urban setting. And we were living in a camper van. So if you saw us, you might not immediately realize that we were in fact homeless. Okay. If you are, you know, you should be fighting. If you have banks or so-called local governments trying to tell you that they're going to kick you out of your property, you should be fighting them tooth and nail every step of the way, and you should absolutely not hand over the keys to your property to them. You should absolutely not leave your property, okay? Unless there is an imminent risk to your life or the life of your children. And in our case, my children were being stalked by a pair of pedophiles, and we had to flee from them. That is why we ended up being homeless. I, in fact, did own my house, but I was unable to live there. And then I sold the house later on and bought the farm where we live now. But in that 3 months, by gosh, it was really, really hard. We had prepared for this for I had prepared for this for some time. Okay, I sprang it on my children that we were going, and I didn't tell them beforehand, because one thing about children is they frequently do not know how to keep their mouth shut. Okay, if you are in such a situation and you're going to make such a move, do not tell your children what you're going to do. You just go and do it. Okay, and take the kids with you. That is about, unless I was really fleeing for my life in that sort of situation again, I don't think I would deliberately walk out of my own property again. Because in many ways, it was a real family bonding experience, and I'd say we were much closer as a family, but I would not want to have had it last much longer than what it did. In the end, our camper van was basically, from what I gather, stolen, okay? And then we were living in tents. And that is an even more uncomfortable way to be a homeless person than living in a camper van. If you can get a camper van, if you know that you're going to be made homeless by force, or if you are fleeing some circumstance, try to get even a little one-ton van if you can. And even if you put a mattress and a gas stove and some food stores in the back, it's somewhere where you can lock. Okay, it's somewhere that you can lock yourself in and get yourself out of a bad situation quickly if you have to.
Yeah, and there could always be a surprise in the weather. It could be a hailstorm, snowstorm.
Yep. You're not going to get wet.
Rain. Yeah. Gwyneth and I will be right back after these top of the hour commercial announcements. I'll tell you a little bit about my experience. I wasn't quite homeless, but I did spend 6 months in a 20-foot trailer that leaked rain, leaked water. It was rough, but nothing compared to what you're talking about. We'll be right back. Class, I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I research the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brendan Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I found. We chose the Schneider Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.